Well, it's the 2018 Harrogate Spring Flower Show, and our first official interviewee is just about to say a few words with us. The legend who is?
Johnny Clasper.
I thought it was your good self, Johnny. Now, Johnny, you're actually stonemason sculptor. You've got your little tent that's actually here that's sort of working through that. Tell us, how's it been going so far?
Really good. We've had a good positive response from the public. Weather hasn't been that good, but the sun's shining today, so it's all looking good.
And talk to us in terms of, I mean, looking at some of the things that are around here, I've been very impressed with already some of the displays. How long does it actually take you from original inception to final product to actually get a landscape garden put together? Or is it never-ending?
Kind of never-ending. There's months and months of hard work behind closed doors that nobody sees. Sleepless nights, emails to people, etc. But once the plant's together, the garden literally took about 8 days.
Looking obviously at this as the North of England Horticultural Flower Show, I've often regarded it as the Chelsea of the North. Are you a regular here? Have you been attending? Have you noticed sort of improvements over the years?
Yes, I've been involved in five. This is the fifth gold medal garden. I'm always here doing something.
So it's just one thing after another. And for people who are listening to this who are kind of inspired or think, oh, I should do a bit of gardening, etc., what would you recommend? Is it a case of just start small and then build?
Start when you can. Do what you can. When you can, with what you can.
Brilliant, very sage. And Johnny, how can people get in touch with you yourself if they want to use the internet? Presumably, is it the usual 3 W's, johnnyclasper.co.uk?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Google friendly.
And we continue ever onwards now, looking at a stand which has RAHS Chatsworth Flower Show upon it, and we're about to speak to...
Hi, I'm Tom Cutter, and I'm a student at RHS Garden Hollow Car.
Brilliant. Tom, so talk to us about your stand here and how the first couple of days have been, because at least you've been inside.
Well, this is actually my first moment inside. We actually swap around, so we're all taking it in turns. So I've only just got in and just seen the stand, but I've seen it in the making.
Well, it certainly looks impressive, I have to say, from that point of view. In terms of the RHS Harlow Carr Garden Flower Show, 24th to 26th of June, this is something we haven't covered before, so why should we put that on our list of things to do this year?
So it's our third one, and the first and the second were absolute massive hits, and the second was actually our busiest day in ever. So I think we had over 4,000 people turn up for one of the days. I think it was the Saturday. And it's brilliant for nurseries. You can get some amazing plants there, and it's not so much show gardens, but you can get a lot of really good plant nurseries there visiting.
We were talking earlier with garden designer outside, gold-winning garden designer, and he was very keen to actually say you should start small and build from there. Is that the advice you'd give to any budding sort of sellers who are thinking, yeah, actually, I'd like to sort of build that whole sort of thing, but start small?
Yeah, don't take on more than you can manage, because if not, it's not going to stay the high level you want it to.
And what was it that drew you to this particular horticultural career and so on and in progressing it?
Completely by accident. I was looking for work experience in year 10 at school, couldn't find anywhere, saw a sign for a garden. I'm originally from Cornwall, called Trewydden Garden, and sarcastically said I'll apply for there, did it, loved it, stayed in it ever since. It's the only job I've ever done.
Fantastic, that's great stuff there. And in terms of the flower show here, we've often said it's regarded as the Chelsea of the North. Your thoughts on the NHS Northern Harrogate Flower Show?
It's brilliant. I think I've been to three of them now, including the spring and autumn. So, but yeah, they're brilliant shows, they really are, and the quality of the stands is amazing.
Tom, it's been fantastic searching base with a good self. Hopefully, I say we'll hook up with respect to, again, the RHS Harlow Car site from that point of view, and presumably the web address is rhs.org.uk/Harlow Car.
That's the one. Please make a visit, it's very worth it.
Every so often when we're actually covering the North of England Horticultural Society's flower shows, we find little gems, little nuggets of wonderful quality. And in fact, we've just reached the Holy Lock Pottery stand, and we're about to speak to
Moira Ferguson.
Moira, share with us, because I don't think we've actually encountered you before on one of these shows.
I used to go to the shows when they were in the Valley Gardens, and I've been to one or two on the site, but I've moved around, so I haven't done any in Harrogate since then.
Well, clearly Harrogate has missed you, and it's a delight that you're actually back for this 2018 show. And, of course, you're inside, so that's good news as far as the weather's concerned.
Yes, I've been very grateful for that. It's been a little bit wet outside.
So would you like to just talk us through some of the kind of aspects you've got here? Because you've got a whole vast range of everything from stoneware garden planters and lots of shapes, lots of wonderful, almost hidden corner-esque aspects we've got here. What inspired you to come up with some of these designs?
Well, I've always been interested in ceramics since my training many years ago, and I've gone back in time. I'm very fascinated by the Green Man and medieval stone carvings in churches and cathedrals, the gargoyles and the grotesques, so I've done a lot of things inspired by that. I used to make a lot of containers for flower arranging in Ikebana, but now I'm concentrating on gardenware. Living in Scotland now, I've got standing stones that inspire me, and sculptural forms, and the lochs and glens, because I live in Argyll, the west coast, and we've got beautiful lochs and glens, so these types of things are all inspired by that.
So I presumed with the name Holy Loch there might have been some Scottish connection there. Yes. And please yes. You actually confirm that.
Yes, that's right, yes. It's just off the Clyde, it's not all that far, but it is quite a very rural area.
And interesting, of course, you mentioned the Green Man, because the other thing which was crossing my mind, of course, was the Wicker Man, yes. Something completely different from that point of view, but again, obviously all tied into paganism and various other aspects.
They're basically pagan, and it's the spirit, the circle of life and seasons, and a lot of the pagan things were introduced into churches and cathedrals to keep the evil spirits away.
Knowledge which we have perhaps forgotten, which we're remembering, which we're coming through, and all the rest of the bits and pieces. How can people actually reach you online should they be wishing to contact Holy Loch Pottery, and they're listening to this and they can't actually get to the Harrogate Spring
yes,
Flower
I
Show?
I do have a website. It's a very brief website, but it's www.holylochpottery.co.uk.
And is it a case of during the season you kind of vacate Scotland and effectively start doing the rounds of the Great Britain, or is it a case of this Harrogate's fortunately you've made a brief return today?
I've made a brief return. I used to do all the shows and follow the NAFAS Association around, the National Association of Floral Art, but I'm going to be at the Scottish Garden Show, which is at Ingleston outside Edinburgh, and the Air Show, which has reinvented itself. That's in August. So I'm just keeping to a few shows, and then I'm involved in open studios and various local things, as well as teaching.
You've reminded us, actually, that it's been a wee while since we last actually did the Royal Highland Show, so it's time we actually crossed the border before it's shut completely.
That's later in June. The garden show's early in June.
We shall look to be there. It's been a pleasure and a delight, and welcome back to Harrogate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Back in the 20th century, it was often said that as a country, we British love to talk about the weather, and quite rightly so. Now that we're actually sort of heading well towards the joys of the second or third decade of the 21st century, here we are at the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show. And no, we're not with the Harrogate Spring Flower Show. Sorry, Nick, but it is... I mean, the show shines like a beacon of glorious solar sunshine in an otherwise slightly bleak April environment, perhaps.
It is. I think we're so glad that we've got so much colour in these halls from the plants and the foliage and the textures and the shapes, because outside hasn't been the best.
I was very impressed with the Last of the Summer Wine designs that I saw coming up here, and we already had our station mascot Spike posing with Compo and Clegg and various other sort of... It's kind of got that kind of Nora Batty-esque feel in many ways.
Well, I suppose that's one way to look at it. I think we're proud to be in Yorkshire. That's always
exactly.
A good thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're a national show and we're very proud of that, and what the nursery exhibitors and other exhibitors have managed to achieve after a pretty grim winter is absolutely amazing, and we're so proud of what they've done.
A reading in the programme from the show president, and indeed the sort of general views about inspiring, getting the next generation of gardeners together, getting youngsters involved. I've already spoken to a couple of young folk who are connected with the various events here. Education and the North of England Horticultural Flower Show all fits together very well.
It does, it does. And, you know, we do see ourselves in these shows, the spring show and the autumn show, as you mentioned earlier, as really an opportunity for people to come together and learn about horticulture and be inspired by horticulture and see things that they wouldn't see anywhere else. And that's what we hope to do at these events.
In terms of the sheds, that's something which I'm particularly interested in because, again, you may possibly recall being... chronologically gifted to a certain extent the notion of Monty Python and the two sheds sketch. Well, actually here we've got more than two sheds, we've got a whole range of sheds, and we've got people in sheds doing all sorts of strange secret sheds.
We have a whole selection of sheds. It's great fun. It was an opportunity for community groups and organisations to really just promote what they do. So we gave them all a shed, and they had the chance to sort of create plants around it, create designs around it, and there's been some fantastic entries. We're so pleased with what they've been able to achieve.
I was also particularly fascinated by the Celebrity Gardens author that we actually had in the day one of the actual production. Presumably that went down extremely well.
It really did. The idea of looking into what Sting and Trudy Styler's garden looks like and how it inspired them, what Andrew Lloyd Webber's garden looked like.
Ozzy Osbourne,
all these things.
It was dead ask, really.
It was a fascinating insight.
And in terms of, I would say, the event itself, I'd say lots of great things actually happening from that point of view. The notion of evolution without necessarily revolution. You're adding more on to what is a quality event year in, year out. I mean, it's really, again, hats off to yourself, Camilla, Harrison, the whole team. Shameless plug there for our press, so extraordinaire. It is actually working, isn't it, as a wonderful sort of event in itself?
Well, it does. I mean, we've got 98 years' experience of these flower stores, so we should be doing something right by now. But I think the idea that we don't rest on our laurels, we're always trying to think of something that's that little bit different, something that's a bit unusual for our visitors to see, and that's really what we hope to do here.
And it's good to see that we've also got some exhibitors speaking to one from Scotland with Holy Lock Designs, who had not actually been to Harrogate for a good number of years, but they've returned for the first time, and again, fulsome in their praise.
That's great, and that, you know, we welcome our existing exhibitors and we welcome new ones, and it's that in equal measure that keeps us fresh and keeps us different for our visitors.
And looking ahead, we did mention the Autumn Flower Show. It's the 14th, 16th of September. We're not wishing our lives away, but presumably you can also book ahead via flowershow.org.uk for details for that.
That's absolutely right, and we've got some great, fantastic things for people to see then as well.
I think I'll continue my little audio promenade. It's been sensational as ever. And, of course, we need the photo shoot with your good self, because otherwise, what are we going to put in our calendar? Which reminds me, I forgot to bring along a calendar this year for you. I'll put it in the post. When you actually see As Seen on BBC Two's Back to the Land with Kate Humble, clearly you're actually at a very prestigious stand. And Dale Foot Composts is clearly one of those wonderful prestigious stands. And we're now fortunate enough to speak to...
Robin.
Robin, as I always say... Fundamentally, it might sort of be the butt of so many jokes and various other bits and pieces, but if you don't have the manure to grow stuff in, it's not going to give you good quality material, is it?
No, this is very true. I mean, this is one of the reasons our compost came to light, because folk are looking for a very viable peat-free alternative, which is the product that we sell.
I'm intrigued by the sheep areas that we've got there. We've got wool compost and Dalefoot compost there. And I'm looking behind you, I see we've got a whole range of colourful brands of wool. What's the difference between, shall we say, double-strength wool compost and ericaceous wool compost?
Basically, our ericaceous compost is for your acidic-loving plants, like your rhododendrons, azaleas, stuff like that. So obviously that's quite an acidic compost. All our other composts are actually as close to, as we can get to pH neutral, which is obviously the ideal place for plants to grow. Our double strength is actually it's the strongest compost that we make. It's ideal for growing tomatoes in. You don't need to feed right throughout the growing season. You basically plant your tomatoes in there, they'll grow quite happily right throughout the growing season. There isn't another compost on the market at the minute, be it peat-based or peat-free, that can come anywhere near that with nutrient content.
Presumably why Kate Humble was so impressed. I mean, we worked with Kate, she's a great soul, and so on. When you first got the call, did you sort of think, yes, we have made it?
Not so much yes, we've made it. It's like nice to get the recognition, because I mean, we've actually been on the go. We're celebrating our 21st year this year, so we've been on the go quite a long time. But we're a small company. We're based on farm. So when Kate came to see us, it was nice that we're actually getting the recognition for what we were doing.
I'm sure people listening to this particular interview and podcast as well, you'll be flooded with media requests coming through. And clearly, your effortless delivery has been superb, Pete. I mean, I see a whole new range of things going. Website, how can people get in touch with your good self if they're listening to this and they want to find out more about Lakeland Gold, double strength, and more delightful areas?
Our website is www.dalefootcompost.co.uk, or the old fashioned way, give us a ring.
Wow.
01931 713 281.
And so we actually have reached the stage in one of the main halls here where we're about to speak to two fabulous souls whose names are
Chris Benson
and
Gary McDermott.
Okay, Chris, talk to us. Why are you here at this awesome North of England Horticultural Flower Show?
Well, I am exhibiting.
Nice.
So we've got a head start on most people.
Exactly. And what are you exhibiting?
It was a display of alpines and ferns.
And how has it actually been going as an event in itself?
After a difficult start, we've got a good display together. Weather's not been so helpful, but...
At least you're indoors.
We are indoors, we are dry.
So good stuff from that point of view. And Gary, similar sort of question for yourself, what are you exhibiting here?
Yeah, I'm exhibiting woodland plants. And as Chris has said, really, that, you know, it has been a difficult season so far, so it's been quite a difficult task to get plants looking good and growing well in time for the show, really. But, you know, I think we've all managed to do that. Looking around the show, there's some fabulous exhibits.
Have you been a regular at the North of England Horticultural Flower Show before? Is this are you relatively newcomers to the whole thing? What's the history to you?
We've been doing the show for about 10 years now. So in terms of what some of the people and Chris as well, actually, we're still probably classed as newcomers.
This is about our 10th show.
I would like to be classed as a newcomer.
Time machine thing. Remember, we're chronologically gifters. That's the important thing. And is there a kind of combination? I mean, do you find that actually with your woodland work and with your ferns that somehow you sometimes consider maybe crossing over and referencing, or is it a case of no, ferns shall never actually engage with woodland and vice versa? Is it like North and South Korea?
No, it's not, actually. There is a lot of overlap in what exhibitors do. But, we produce different, we might do a range of ferns, but, there's always something different that other people are doing. And in terms of display, we all display them in different ways as well. So, there's lots of different ideas, really.
Certainly, Chris, that's the thing that always blows me away when I look at the show, both the autumn show and indeed the spring show here, the range and the quality of the displays. Do you kind of sit in a darkened room in December and January, sort of planning and plotting the ultimate design, say, this year, this is how my ferns are going to be displayed?
Sadly not. That was when I was young, naive, and enthusiastic. Now we tend to just see what's available.
Are you suggesting you're becoming more like the Arsene Wenger of the fern world, basically? That you're becoming the professor who's kind of, you've done it, you've seen it there, and despite some people being annoyed with the whole thing, you're still a winner?
Not really, no. I do a little bit of preparation, but...
Let's move on to a more sensible concluding question then, gentlemen. How can people access your details online if they can't get to the show itself?
We have a website. Our nursery is Harpley Hall Farm Nurseries, and they can look us up there. We do a lot of other shows around the country as well.
Are we northeastern based?
Yes, we're in County Durham.
Ah, exactly. So until recently, home of a fine cricket side, who were then ripped to shreds by but we won't go into the end. No, it's not appropriate. And from your own perspective, Chris, where can people reach you?
Well, we're Brownthwaite Hardy Plants. We also have a website, and we're based in South Lakeland.